The office at CBC North is quiet. There's a fish tank bubbling in the corner of the lobby. We share our office space with three Bangladeshi chiropractors. Their waiting room has 10 people. The people look up at me and smile. Inside our office, I'm struck with how small we are. 7 full-time employees. We don't get a lot of funding. We have just enough to cover the local beat. Now, CBC is huge, but CBC North is shrinking every year like the coastline. Whenever I'm looking for a story and I want some tips, I go to the CBC storyboard. Listed on the flat screen are all the stories we're working on and ones that still need to be written. None of them have "big story" written across them, but I have to make a living. We have to churn out a story a day, and I'm behind. Moose Rogers, one of our more seasoned reporters, always tells me he hates this place. The news, he says, is always changing. I just want to have a story I can work a week on. This week, I interview the artists at Lillian Liponin School of Watercolor for their upcoming show, The Sound of Color. They've rigged up some light sound converters and made a symphony from their canvases. I go out to Vautour and interview the residents. Living on a network of ranches, they ride horses to work. They're asking for more spots on White Horse's Main Street to tie up the horses. Ross River Dena Council plans to sign the last of the Yukon First Nations land claims agreements after talks broke down months ago. I go down to the Frantic Follies Theater. An hour before the show, the staff hands out the parkas and drops the temperature in the lobby. In the second half, they're going to love Sam McGee. They always do. And the real snow that drifts down from the ceiling? So many of them haven't seen snow for a while. Big story, asks Greg Murdoch, co-owner of the show. We're adding more snow. We're going for a blizzard. Cole Simpson is tinkering with the holographic Yukon Quest sequence, and the dogs run up the middle of the aisle.
You have a call, sir.
The call startles me. I didn't think I'd hear from Freely. He sounds out of breath. Kid, I've saved this for you. We're downloading coordinates. You're going to have to follow your premier on foot. You need to find out what he's up to. Spy on him, I ask. I don't really think this is going to be a big story, kid. A big story. We need someone right there, and you're our man. A map suddenly pops up on my glasses, projected in front of me. A green dot wiggles across the city. It's Premier Rowan Dent. So I'm at the LJ Daily Youth Center on Ogilvy trying to look inconspicuous. I order 2 curry chicken soft tacos at a Hindi Mex place. Around me is the pulse of techno-fusion world music across a Strider rink. The place is packed with teens. The rink is bordered by a recording studio, the Burger Movie House, and a used clothing store. Rowan Dent is climbing the stairs to the upper level. I know the upstairs layout pretty well. Meeting and study rooms, 24-hour counseling centers, and a couple of small libraries. I watch Mr. Dent walk across the walkways. I try to follow discreetly. We're both a little out of place here. The only adults have brown t-shirts with staff written on the back, and they mingle with the teens downstairs. No one really cares who comes upstairs. Could be for a study group or suicide prevention. I duck into an alcove when I see a woman sitting in an office. My map shows Dent is there, but I can't see him through the door. Only the woman. She's talking to him. Through my glasses, Mr. French hones in on her lips, writing down the possible words at the bottom of a screen in yellow letters. I can't promise you any more than that, she said. Joining will not be easy. Joining. Huh. She was listening now. Rowan Dent was the second Green Party premier we'd had. He'd promised continued protection and promotion of the Northwest Passage and advanced a lot of green technology. What could he be joining? Her lips moved and words appeared. Let us handle everything from here. Premier Poser will contact you officially tomorrow. Oh, wow. Carson Poser, the premier of Alberta, was making a deal with our premier. That could mean only one thing. The Yukon is seceding. Joining the breakaway provinces of West Canada, BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba. I upload everything I have to Freely, including the visuals. It isn't 5 minutes before he calls me. Kid, we've been scooped by the Calgary Herald. They bugged Polzer's staff. Sorry, it's all over the news. I watch Premier Dent leave the room, oblivious to the news swarming data streams everywhere. I check out the headlines. Yukon joins West Canada. News travels fast. Seconds after you say it. He looks around and walks down the hallway and stops at the head of the stairs. I can see his eyes go wide. Call a press conference, he says. I feel like I've wasted an afternoon. How am I supposed to get a big story when everyone else is fighting for the same stuff? I call my dad on the phone. Can I come down for the weekend? I need to think. Sure you can, he says. You'll be here to see Russell. Oh, Dad, no, no. You guys should have the weekend to yourselves. My dad won't hear of it. He's heard that tone in my voice, and he won't let me back out of it now.